Tom Monahan is the founder of Domino's Pizza, and he's always had big ideas. Some of the ideas work really well. He built, for example, his pizza headquarters in a Frank Lloyd Wright style. The building's low to the ground and blends in perfectly with the green rolling countryside of Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's a beautiful building, both inside and out. But on the property is a very large model for a skyscraper that was never built. The model's visible from the road, jutting out from the grass. It's an odd color, sort of golden, and it leans annoyingly as if it's about to launch off into the sky. Locals call it the Leaning Tower of Pizza. I thought of those two buildings when I read of Monahan's plan to create his very own city in Florida. It'll be centered around a large church and a large crucifix and Roman Catholic principles. The town's called Ave Maria, which should give you a good handle on what he has in mind. One headline put it this way: new town to be squeaky clean. Clean magazine racks, clean cable television, clean of contraceptives, drugstores. That's the plan, at least for now. Put another way, Monahan has a great idea: to build a town where people can walk to school and to work and to shop. But the great idea also leans a bit to the right, like that infamous Leaning Tower. Is it constitutional to keep the sort of stuff that the riffraff want, riffraff broadly defined, of course, out of town? Clearly, if Ave Maria were a normal town, the plan would read like a laundry list of constitutional violations. Free speech, non-establishment of religion, the right of privacy all would fall like dominoes. And in a way, that's the point: to create a place apart from the anything-goes freedoms of modern American culture. Of course, those freedoms include the right to go your own way. But if you dream too big, including perhaps creating whole towns free of the First Amendment, the courts may have other plans. Just ask Chickasaw, Alabama. Back in 1946, the Gulf Shipbuilding Corporation ran Chickasaw as a company town, and it too wanted to do things its own way, though its ideas were rather different from Tom Monahan's. The Supreme Court would have none of it. Just because a company owns a town doesn't immunize the town from constitutional requirements. If the facilities are open to the public, and if the place functions as a regular town, the Constitution applies, even when the town is owned by a private entity. You can't kick someone off the company's sidewalk if you couldn't kick her off a public sidewalk. But the case from the 40s doesn't address Monahan's exact plans for Ave Maria, of course. And with a pizza baron's fortune comes lawyers who can create good fortune for the baron. Those lawyers, they say, are looking into the constitutional issues. Perhaps they'll come up with ways to set Ave Maria apart, like adding gates to make its private character more clear, gates that would separate it from the rest of modern culture, from the general public, and possibly from the Chickasaw case. Yep, Tom Monahan's always had big ideas, and some work really well. Then again, there's the Noid. I'm Amy Guida.